Yo, call me Adesua, cause you can bank on me.
And bank on me. W. You can put the 100 grand pony. Sorry. You guys know. You give me an inch. I become a giant.
Nah, man. This is for Nollywood music supremacy. Bring back our
actresses. Make Nollywood actresses sing again. Bombo class.
That's what I want. Because this shit is jumping, man. Yo, we're doing a reaction video. I'm sorry.
No, we're not doing a fucking reaction video.
Yeah, we have to. Because, guys, I saw you hitting.
Yeah, we're not doing.
I was like, what's this guy doing?
We're not doing a reaction video. We're doing choreography. That's what we have to do to that song, man. We have to dance in a straight line, wear white gloves, and do that thing where like everybody makes their fingers flutter, where we make a big circle and just like move side to side and sway.
We literally just saw it. How do you have so much to give to this platform?
Because I used to watch choreography in church.
The white gloves.
Bro, white gloves. Do not kill me about hee hee with the white gloves. Don't kill me right now.
Bro, I saw them niggas. I was hating from the back, man. I was like, shit.
Well, that babe should not like fucking kill me. How can the first bar of that song be "I don't want no Will and Jada"? Like, fucking relax right now, man.
But she then goes on to say, "And by the way, Will and Jada love is love,
like, bro. That's the real love.
She's Will and Jada, J and B, Barack and Michelle.
And then she says she doesn't want Will and Jada. She doesn't want Bear and Hoover, but she wants Barack and Michelle." And I'm just like, what standards is she using to decide what she wants, man? Like, personally, me.
She wants a president.
I'm just like, yo, like, if she thinks that all these loves are bad, I'm just like, yo, like, of all the people
on that list. I think she wants Barack and...
No, that's what I'm saying. If she thinks Will and Jada are, like, bad, in quotes, and, like, Bay and Hoover are bad, and then Michelle Obama and Barack Obama are good, I'm just like, what are the yardsticks? Because for me, I'm just thinking... Just based on who is a good person, like, the person with the most bodies on that list is Barack Obama. Like, Barack Obama has the most bodies. Like, Will only has one body, which is Tupac, and I understand that. I fully understand that body. But, yo, Barack is a mass murderer, man. And then, what?
He's a war criminal.
Hove definitely has bodies. I don't know. We can't get into it. But
Hove been through some stuff, man.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, yo, man, what yardstick are we using to decide here?
What kind of love do you want?
I won't lie to you, man. I want that TMT and TMT love, man.
Oh, God. That's good.
Yeah, I need that love. Like, TMT loves TMT, man.
The only love I want.
Well, you want that Myra and Kemi love. I can see it in your eye.
Ah, man. I want that.
I can see the twinkle in your eye. Every time you're in Myra's house, you're just like, God, I wish I had something like this.
That's not true, Myra.
Don't kill me.
I'm not jealous.
It was there to be jealous.
I'm envious.
He literally has it down the road.
This is pure envy. I want to say something. The love I want is if like I'm trying to think of like the Nigerian celebrities in love, and like I don't want Mr. Easy and JTO.
JTO,
that's her name now.
Yeah, JTO.
Yeah, JTO and Mr. Easy Love is pretty solid, but I want something more nuanced. I want...
Adekunle Gold and Simi Love?
Oh, no, that's too nuanced. I want... I want Jamaica and Baggy Pants. I want that kind of love.
I'm dead. Do not fucking kill me right now.
I want... who's the guy that says, come on, girl, I'm sorry. Is this Saint Toby?
Is it? Are you talking about Darling? The guy that says Darling.
Darling.
That's GMK.
That's not GMK.
that's Tony Gomez.
Yeah, I want that Tony Gomez and Darling. I just want it to be like, you know, like just unconditional, just like there.
No, but I'm trying to think about that though. Like, Nige doesn't have that. Nige doesn't have like any like
power couples. We have this one.
Not even power couple. Like, just I guess.
But we definitely have power couples.
Yeah, power.
No. So that's what I'm saying. Not power couple. Like model couple. Like I mean, obviously, there's power couples, but I'm saying, like, just people that, like, people look up to as a couple. I don't know that.
Oh, like Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian.
Tune Down With Me Obey is goals for me, Sean.
Yeah, I don't fucking kill me. Is that Love Me JJ, Love Me Tender?
No.
No.
Or they're artists as well, eh?
They're both artists,
Yeah. Yeah, I know those guys. Oh, I do know those guys. Yeah.
Yeah, Love Me JJ, Love Me Tender is Shay Shodimo.
Yeah.
I want to
know your history.
I like, I'm fishnet kind of love.
I'm there. Don't kill me.
I'm crop top.
TMT, I see you pulling off a crop top, especially with this new shave. Like, I really like this Thank new you. Shave. Is Thank crazy, you. Man.
That Ibaron belly.
Okay, relax. What the fuck is up with this gentleman over there? Like.
You know, I got y'all. I like when my wife says wild shit. Before we can even process it, I was just like, fuck, I'm so fucking funny, man. I'm the best.
Yo, the guy cracking up, man, instantly. Guys, did that even happen?
My wife's on the
field. I'm dead. Unhinged guy, man. Don't fucking kill me. But also, I really love the choreography in that song, man. Like 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I just like...
It's so beautiful and so...
I like
that's so natural.
I like that when the video starts, it's like it looks like a workout boot camp thing. One of those ones in banana.
Then, kill me.
And then she's holding something, but I can't. Quite.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like a what's it called, like a police battered type thing.
Sex
like,
toy, yeah. Like
I'm there. Do not
like
kill
a baseball
me.
Bat for kids. I don't know. It was just I don't know what that was. Like, I'll find out later. Someone will tell me.
It was phallic sharp, basically, is what you're getting at.
It was long and
thin. I mean, it could have been a little answers like homage. You
okay,
know?
No, it wasn't.
Say fuck the this guy said fuck the police, Abby.
Jesus.
Susu's well, like fuck the police.
This is Susu, not this one.
Also, I remember there's a line where she goes, "You look, I'm a simple girl, and you look like you would like simple girls." And I hated that bar, like, cause. If any girl told me that, I'll be very upset because I like bad bitches.
If a girl told you that you look like you're a simple girl.
No, she looked I look like I like simple girls. I'll be very offended.
It's like you. I like my bitches bad.
Bro, I like bad bitches, man. Bad bitches only.
You're talking about simple I like them a little complicated.
A little complex.
A little complex, you know. Bro, make me go to therapy.
Be on Facebook like it's complicated, man. Like, bro.
Talking to your therapist, like, what does she mean?
Your Facebook is actually fucking nuts. The fact that they had those relationship statuses like, is fucking crazy. And the fact that complicated was an option is also so fucking stupid. Like, what?
They don't
also,
have
the fact that people used to use that to scout, like, 10 years plus ago is also fucking hilarious.
Wait, they don't have those anymore?
I'm sure they do, but, like, who's on Facebook and who cares about, like, relationship status on Facebook?
Yeah.
I mean, Facebook is still important to people. I see people talk about it. I'm like, that's cool. Like, I think if you have Facebook, obviously you're just going to run into a bunch of bad opinions, which is fine because you're in Nigeria, so you do that anyway. Mm. But if you have Facebook, your community is sort of realer. People on Facebook will show up to your birthday party. People on Twitter will show up to your birthday party as well, but for free food.
And then they'll talk shit after. They'll talk shit about
and
you.
They'll talk shit. Exactly.
100%. Yeah.
People on IG won't show up.
That's why it's good to have receipts. Yeah. So when niggas come to your party and eat free food and they miss you and buy you, just come, you hungry. It's like that when Kid Cudi said, you dinosaur. To cut you. I'll be like, you hungry baboon.
Do not kill me.
I know that comment hurt Kanye though.
Calling him a dinosaur? Like,
calling me a fucking dinosaur and then following me with ha ha ha.
You know, that's what KP called you, TMT. When we had cruising down west out here, KP called us dinosaurs. Fucking guy.
What did we do? What did we do?
I can't remember. We were just talking about throwback music. Like, we're talking about, like, early Nigerian, like, the pop era. And the guy called us dinosaurs.
I can't relate to any of these.
Can you imagine? Rude.
How old are they? How old are KP and Toby?
I don't know, but KP's still in uni. I don't know what age.
But Gen Zs are so like, I don't even know if they're fucking Gen Zs, but they're so quick to call you old. And then you now do the math and it's like, maybe you're like 4 years older than them.
Yeah.
And they'll be calling you uncle. No, I'm just speaking generally because this happened like last week. They'll be calling you uncle or Egbon. And I'm like, guy, It's not now, like the age difference is not that deep.
But we 100% did that though. Like, I won't lie. Like, there's niggas that I've been shaming for being 30 plus on Twitter for the past 10 years, and they were probably 24 when I started.
Yo, it's actually wild because, like, I have older cousins, and these guys are, when I was a kid, these guys were like the oldest, most mature. Like, these guys are like, I never, because I don't like calling people egg bones. Because I know niggas will fall your hand one day. So I just call them like my older cousins. I call them like brother or something. Yeah. You know? And
I thought you didn't want to call them egg bone based on like toxic masculinity. Remember when like Emma had that ick room and she was like, oh, I hate when men, I have an ick when men call other men egg bone.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because it means you're not the captain of your squad.
Oh my God. But they're not in the same squad with your egg bone. You can't be. That's not how it works.
I'm messing around.
No, I know. I was talking to Emma. But yeah. And now I just realized like these guys who I just, you know, they're like max 4 or 5 years older than me.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's stuff that's trickled down from like our parents' generation and the generation before them. Like, we just take age so serious. I don't know if it's a Nigerian thing or a Yoruba thing specifically, but we just take age as this.
It's a Nigerian thing.
Yeah, it's like this, it's a big deal.
I think it might be.
Why do you think niggas are quick to say, am I your mate? Like, you talk to them sideways.
Yeah, but also, I mean, I was just going to say, it might be a global thing, man, because remember when we had that, like, as your big age discussion and how, like, every, like, basically demographic has their own version of as your big age, like, you're doing
Yeah, but I think it was mostly, it was also, like, globally, but, like, black people.
Black people, yeah.
Yeah, so black people are very quick to be like, this is not what you should be doing.
Yeah, it's like, egg bon. Grandma and Makburo. One of my favorite videos on the internet.
Yeah, those girls did not have respect for
bro,
anyone.
Those girls are goated, man. Like,
She's lying.
Flipping through accents like that, like code switching like on cue so early in life. I love it, man. Like, she's lying. Grandma
and Makburo. It's actually wild, yeah. When like, yeah. I actually love it because like, it's weird. A lot of my cousins in the UK are fluent. They speak really good Yoruba. And it's because their parents just only speak Yoruba in the house. And then I'm in Nige.
Also, I think those niggas also watch a lot of like Yoruba movies.
That's probably true. That's true. Because I didn't watch a lot of Yoruba stuff growing up. Even Nollywood, I was like, I kind of like stayed away from. I think my main thing was always the music.
Does Mayo have a landline? I'm finished. I'm dead.
He doesn't have a landline. He has like the bell.
Oh, like an inter, like a buzz to buzz people up. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
The video joint.
Who's that? Yeah. Who is that? Saying, who is that? My mom wants to know who the fuck is pulling up to his house at 3 p.m. on a Sunday. Coming. Better not be no motherfucking vacuum cleaner salesman.
Salesman, honestly.
About to come sell my Sunday jollof. While we wait for my life, sorry, shit out. Yo, talk to me, baby. How you been this week, man? What you get up to? I see you got a clean shave out here looking like Pablo Escobar. You know what I'm saying?
I got a clean shave. I have a mustache. Well, there's a bit of a stubble underneath it, but it's a mustache. And I'm very,
very, very sexy. You're like a sexier version of your dad.
It's funny because, like, my dad always has a mustache. And the day I shaved my beard, I was like, I'm keeping the mustache. Was the day he shaved his mustache.
I'm dead. The guy is like, am I a rank? Like, who do you want to be looking like out here? Like, relax.
He's like, relax. Stop it. Stop relax, it right now. Guys. But yeah, the mustache is really, I think it's eye-catching.
I like it a lot, man.
He's really brave to do that.
You know? Shut the fuck up about brave,
but
man.
Do you remember that meme? And it's like the three guys who run podcasts, and one of them has a mustache.
Yes. Yeah. One guy.
Yeah, it's like one mustache guy, one like balding Tony Soprano looking dude. And
yeah, that's Myra.
My bell is really going off today.
Damn, ring the alarm. I'll be damned if I see another chick in your arm. Sorry.
I've never heard anyone sing Beyonce that aggressive before. It's very sexy.
Say Sunday morning. You say it's very sexy.
It's very sexy.
Oh my God, thanks. Stop.
Yeah. I don't like Beyonce doesn't do it for me.
But when it's a black man singing Beyonce,
aggressively. Yeah. Hello. Do you remember that guy that used to
do
the Nicki Minaj covers, but he was like, he would like spaz out?
Yes, and he was like kind of skinny and very flexible.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was sexy too.
I thought that was funny as hell.
Like, this one is for the boys with the booming system. What does that mean, by the way? What's a booming system? Like, his car sound system is popping off.
I have no idea. Yo, I had seen a video of, what's his name, during the week, Safari, where, like, someone was walking past him singing, like, Nicki lyrics, and then he completes the lyrics, and he's like, and you better not fucking post that. It was so fucking funny. I don't know if you've seen that video.
I'm fucking dead. I have to. It sounds very wholesome.
I'll try to find it. Yeah, man. Like,
Safari, I find Safari wholesome as well. Like, no, I know he's a piece of...
Problematically wholesome. No, I get what you're saying.
I watch love. I still watch love. Yeah. Himself, so like,
he's a piece of shit.
He be putting Erica Mena through hell.
Yeah, I'm sorry, like...
Dude, TMT wants to die right now. Every time the bell goes or the phone goes, TMT just wants to shit in his pants.
I'm like, should we just like, you know, should we wait?
Nah, it's good, man. We can finesse it. We do this through adversity, through bells, through people.
Yeah.
Well, now there's mad background noise. I don't know if we can do it through this.
Yeah, we can't do it. We'll keep this.
This is improv, baby. We do this somewhere in Roach live. We keep going.
This is live. We're literally live.
Literally live right now. Myla, why do you have so many visitors on Sunday?
It's Sunday. Bro,
it's complicated.
I'm dead. Not this guy throwing us back to Facebook. Stop me.
It's actually complicated.
Fair enough. I know y'all. How's your week?
Like, I didn't even know any of all this was happening until the bell rang the first time.
Well, is anyone else coming?
I don't know. Like, basically, my cousin's getting married, and apparently, like, he sent them here to take measurements, but he didn't tell us.
What?
Oh, interesting.
So, like,
there's a pattern of people just sending people to your house without telling you guys.
Yeah. So it didn't, like, yeah. So I was just like,
I'm dead. It's so funny, the extremes. Because remember when Maya was talking about how he got abandoned when he got married, and he was very upset about how, like, people stopped visiting and people were apprehensive about coming through. And then Maya told them off, and he's like, you guys, just because I'm married doesn't mean you can't come to my house. And now they're just sending everybody to Maya's house. Maybe you're lonely, I'll be your dick now.
There you go. Here you go, little lonely boy. This is for you. This is company. Company from companies. Mm.
But,
so, Coach, how was your weekend? Tell me.
Weekend. So what's today? Sunday. Woke up this morning. Sun was in my face. It was beautiful. What else? What did I do last night? I watched Easy Adesanya win. That was great. I was so happy about that because I don't know what that nigga was doing out here, like capping for Joe Rogan during the week. So I was very, very scared that it was Black History Month, and you know the ancestors were going to like have their pound of flesh right back. But thankfully, they were rocking with the dude, and he won. And I didn't have to mute all African Americans because I knew that African Americans were going to fucking go in on Nigerians if like he accidentally lost. So, like,
I saw this
supremacy.
Shout out to Tariq, man. Yo, I saw this post where this guy had like a black guy had gotten like tattoos of Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk on his arm, and the artist was just, this is the worst Black History Month ever.
No, people have been saying that though. Like, I've been saying that, like, worst Black History Month, like.
Yeah.
In a lot of places.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't even know people are like keeping a ranking of Black History Month.
It's just a thing that people say. Now, just how, like, you know, when you're in secondary school and you get to SS3 and teachers are like, you guys are the worst set ever. It's just a rite of passage. They just say that to everybody. It's just one of those things. Like, no one actually has the metrics for worst set ever.
No one's keeping the data.
You know what I'm saying?
But what would be, like, I'm trying to think, what would be the, what do you call it? Parameters by which you measure a really bad set in secondary school.
The hell they raise, bro.
Yeah, yeah, but like,
how scared teachers were of them, to be honest, would be a good...
How what?
How scared teachers were of them. Like, how likely they were to, like, get physical with teachers would probably
That's
be,
one.
Like,
yeah.
How scared you were of them.
True. Absolutely. I say junior students. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some sets were fucking stanceless.
Yeah.
There was also like severity. I guess that's part of
how being many fair. How many of the dudes had afros? How many of the boys had afros?
The more afros, the worse.
A good benchmark.
Yeah. Pregnancies.
pregnant. That would be brazy, but like that never happened in my school.
Me neither. Yeah. But I was just always.
My school wasn't in the bush. People only got pregnant in schools where people were in the bush. My school, we're literally in the middle of Ikeja in the city. Like people only get pregnant in like Oshogbo, Kwara, all that shit. And, well, like niggas that went to school in Lagos don't really get pregnant.
That's, come on, surely there's.
I'll show you the stats right now. Just Google it. Like, nobody that went.
I'm not going to type.
Nobody that went to secondary school in Lagos got pregnant.
I'm just going to type Queen's College. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. No.
Shout out to our queens.
Literal queens. I'm fucking dead. Yo, this Maiwa guy is crazy. God.
You know, we said it at the exact same time. I said I'm just going to Google Queen's College.
Oh my god.
I don't even know where the bad rep that Queen's College gets comes from.
Guys, just niggas hate women, man.
No. I think it's because, like, you know how they're like all these like stories that are basically myths that no one actually knows if they're true or not.
And guys are like, it happened to my cousin.
It has spread so much. So it's like that whole like hunger, abortion, that all that shit that basically people saying it used to happen.
Or like assaulting an ice cream man. Like I've heard that one.
Yes, exactly. Like shit like that. So no one, I bet you those things are not true. Or if 100%. They are, it's even like a one-off. But like niggas have just like spread that like propaganda for years and like basically people just started believing it.
Damn, you know my first crush like was a QC, right, babe.
Say that again, Terry.
My first crush was a QC.
Did you say you didn't know that people like ice cream like that?
I say I didn't know babes like ice cream like that.
Really, could really? Really?
What did you say to MT, Terry? Your first crush?
My first crush was a QC babe.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Her name was Juliet, and I used to write her a letter.
Dude, not Queen Juliet.
Did you used to call yourself Romeo? Like, no, sign up as Romeo.
Romeo. I didn't call myself
Don't kill me.
Yeah. I just wrote her letters and she was just like, and the thing is like, I think I was like maybe like 11 or 12 and she must have been like,
how did you get these letters delivered? Just curious.
She used to play the piano at the Greek club, so I would just see her there.
Oh, so you handed them over yourself?
Yeah, give her to her.
Did you used to spray the letters of perfume where you were like, writing it?
Nah.
Because that's like a thing, like I realized, like, so when I was younger, obviously in high school, like maybe up to like year 9, I used to write letters to like the girls I used to like go out with. And for like, I had those letters for a very long time. I think when we were moving houses, like, was when they probably got lost. But imagine looking at letters you used to write or used to get when you were like 12, 13.
Wait, so would you like, you would just write some of them and not give them to?
No, you would. It's like you're exchanging letters now. So it's like.
Oh, so it means you just had the ones
I received.
That's so cute. The fuck?
Julie, you don't say you're a motherland thing.
That's always in my words. That's always in my own letter. Don't kill me.
I'm sure I've told you guys that like when in high school, when I used to do literature in like year 10, year 11, and they asked us to like maybe one of the assignments we were giving over the holidays was to write a poem. And I literally wrote like the lyrics of You're Beautiful. So
I think you told us,
yeah. The teacher now started like obviously reading it out in class, and niggas were like completely like.
Like, well, Maiwa, you shared this poem with the class. The whole class loves it. A+, A star.
Oh, crazy, God, I love crazy, that so
crazy,
much.
Crazy.
That's terrible. I'm trying to think. I know there was a love song that I wrote as a letter to a babe, but I told her, like, I made it up. And she didn't find out. It was weird. But I'm sure she found out, like, now. She probably heard it on the radio one time, and she was like, what's that dirty lowdown?
I'm dead. Don't fucking kill me.
Lyrics stealing, you know.
I never wrote. Go for it.
No, I was just like, that's the thing about letter writing and poems. I don't like poems that rhyme too much, unless it's a hymn. I like fair hymns. Yeah. But I don't like when poems rhyme. So yeah, it's like one of those.
I never wrote any letters, but like I remember doing something that I thought was really cool at the time. It still probably is. But so basically, I went to school with Duro Arts, Duro, and so we went on an excursion to I think it was Seth. We went to some like debate thing. We went to and we were out there, and there was this like really fucking good looking girl, like sitting like two rows from us, and I'm like, "Yo, Duro, big, help me sketch that babe's side profile." And he's like, "Sure, no thing." And so he sketches her side profile. And then I put like a speech bubble. And I'm like, and I have her saying, "My number is," and then I put dash like in the speech bubble.
That is so good.
And then I sent that over, and yeah, she put her number in like in the speech bubble and she sent it.
What's her name? I'll blur it out.
Like, how did that relationship evolve?
Honestly, I don't remember her name, man. I do not remember her name. But like, it didn't really go anywhere, man. Like we text for a couple like days, but that was about it. Like, honestly.
Oh, was she a day student?
Yeah, she was a day student. Yeah, I was a day student as well.
Was she in your year?
Yeah, she was in my year because it was like an SS3 thing, like one of those like, or maybe like senior school. Shall I mean like SS2, SS3, like.
But do you remember, like, do you remember her? Like, if you saw her, like, on Twitter or any of them, do you remember her name? Like, would you know yourself?
No, I don't, actually. But I met someone who, like, is probably friends with her, but I don't remember what she looks like or anything. So, like, I couldn't even tell, like, describe her to her friend. But, like, basically, like, in summer last year, I met some babe who went to Seth that I recognized from that day, but I do not remember this babe that, like, I got Duro to draw. Maybe Duro remembers her, honestly.
Probably. It's funny because, like, I was just thinking about it, and there's this babe who's, like, a pretty major influencer now. She's famous. And when we were in high school, we used to text. Like, we used to, like, midnight calls, text, all that bullshit.
Guy, man. And midnight calls is when I discovered I could do radio. Sorry, keep going.
No, that's an elite period in, like,
history.
Our formative years.
Like, these kids don't know anything about that shit.
Well, because they have WhatsApp calls now, which are essentially free all the time. But yeah, imagine staying up till,
something
like,
about that
midnight.
What?
Yeah. Bruh, it was like, nasty. Dude, are you, and then
the devil
they used
was
to
alive
have rooms.
And awake.
Like, yeah, we used to have rooms.
Yeah,
essentially,
like group calls.
Like, group call, and then they introduce you to other girls, and you'd be like, "Oh, okay, cool. Do you want to take this off?" It was so weird. It was so.
That's how
so
I met
weird.
The first woman I fell in love with on a group call. Like I called, Trinity College's residence or whatever hostel, and she was on the call.
Residence.
This is nuts. I didn't even know you could do that. I thought this was just GSM. I didn't know you were calling institution.
No. I mean, I literally just
called someone who had a phone.
Somebody had a phone. Yeah, like in.
Okay, I thought you called the principal. I told them to patch you.
I'm dead. Like your operator. Operator, where the hoes at?
You are sick.
Oh fuck, man.
Oh god. So yeah, I can't remember what I was gonna say. Yeah, so this baby was like famous, and I just like I've been seeing her for years.
What's her name?
Jessica Olo. I've been seeing her for years, and I just never, like, it never clicked in my head that she was, like,
the
same girl I used to talk to. And then one day, like, I was just at a thing, like, one of these events, and we're, like, sat right next to each other. And I just looked at her, and she looked at me. And, like, we clocked.
It just clicked.
It just clicked, yeah. It just clicked, and it was so embarrassing.
I'm dead.
Did we what?
Did you kiss?
Yeah, we made passionate love right there on the couch.
I'm dead. It was love at second sight.
I'm sure your 15 or 16 year old self was like, "Nigga, you made it."
No, we didn't.
I am
I thought, what are you talking about, like, when we were kids or now? Or
no, when like, you know, like, obviously, okay, you guys were texting, but you never actually...
No, like, yeah, we never met up.
That's my point. So, like, when you guys now saw, you know, it's like,
no, we didn't kiss. It was just like very. Fun. It was fun. It was nice to.
You know, one thing I hate. I hate when a babe becomes like really big, or either like glows up phenomenally. Like basically, when a babe just is so beautiful, or so blown, or whatever, and some random nigga from secondary school wants to talk about, "Ah, oh, you used to date her," or like. dating.
Nah, that's not dating.
I'm just like, bro, that's not the same babe, nigga. Don't even fucking, like, don't try this right now. Don't annoy me. Like, just stop.
You guys are so wicked. You guys don't even want niggas to have this.
Just like stop playing. Like, dog, I promise you, that's not the same baby you used to mess with. Like, stop playing with me right now. Get lost.
Anything before uni is not the same person. Just hang it up. Stop being a weirdo.
Bro, anything before niggas were, anything before niggas started openly.
Before the babe fulfilled her potential.
Anything before niggas openly started admitting to eating vagina does not count.
Oh no, the dark days. It was like 2013 or 2014 when niggas started talking about it openly. Before that, it was like,
boy, it's so what's crazy. That?
Boca. Yeah, Boca.
Like, what's it called? Oh, Boca is funny as fuck. Like, you British.
Does Boca mean you eat vagina?
Yeah. You British people are fucking annoying, man.
Like, it's Jamaicans. It's Jamaican slang. Those guys are different.
Guys, shame is such an incredible thing, man. Like, there's so many things that, like, people were ashamed of now. I mean, back in the day where, like, nobody gives a flying fuck anymore, man. Like, everyone is...
You know one person that doesn't have any shame?
Who?
Dylan Momodu.
He's fresh. No, he's fresh.
Fresh
off. I'm dead, fresh lad!
And I love it.
Fresh is something special. Can we talk about it? Can we just talk about the episode? Because it happened on my mom's birthday, so I missed all of it.
Interesting.
But
Fresh are looking for an assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How big was it?
I mean, go and look at how many code tweets. Like,
That was all people.
But you know, the thing is, you know, like, when niggas are looking for trouble, like, they'll drop it, like, they'll drop the grenade and run away.
Yeah.
Like,
Fresh engages.
He engages and he comes back and he's like, yo, I need a PA that can, like, pay a document that's not waiting for me to transfer in 15K or something like that.
I need someone that can move.
Bro, somebody responded to that. Actually, let's just find the tweet and read it, actually. Fuck. Let's find that tweet.
Oh, God. I think my favorite, it's just have fresh clothes. What are fresh clothes? Like, because, like,
The person who was, like, DMing him, I was humoring him about, like, he was like, do you have fresh clothes? And the person was like, yeah, I do that. I mean, I don't want to take a picture of my closet, but, like, I could take a picture and send it.
Man, that guy said, I don't take a picture of my closets. I was very upset. Why do Nigerians fucking hate S so much, man? Like, bro. Yeah, I said, picture of my closets. What is fresh, man? Give me a sec. I'm trying to find these tweets. Your fresh is so funny. I don't think anybody cracks me up so consistently.
He's actually really funny. And I don't know if he knows he's this funny or if he just, like...
I actually need to ask
I think he knows he's this funny.
Yeah.
Which is why I think he keeps doing it.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, PA needed. I need a PA. Must be amazing at Word and Excel.
Hold on. He said PA needed.
PA needed. DM me. And then he posts a screenshot from, I guess, his Instagram. That now says, I need a PA. Must be amazing at Word and Excel.
Mm-hmm.
Must have money of your own. Must be fluent.
That he can send you to documents. Oh, right, sorry. Without waiting for him to transfer you money.
This is why I need Maiwa. Because
Maiwa is a business owner. There's one thing Maiwa knows is about having a fucking PA.
It's about sending people to documents. I'm not paying them.
Self-starters.
I hate that word with my life. Self-starters.
Oh,
Benny, you better give me instruction. If not, we're going to look each other like Diddy and like contestants. Like,
I'm sorry, but if you put me in that position, I'm just going to take meetings on your behalf.
Yeah, I say, must be fluent in Yoruba and English. I really appreciate that he put Yoruba before English. Must live on the island. I mean, fair enough. Like, body London. Come on, man. Doesn't need this PA rushing from fucking, I don't know, Yanok Baja.
Which one is farther away from the island?
Yanok Baja.
Okay, nice. You won that. Good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Must have some business background. I mean, obviously. Must have fresh clothes.
Sell some crypto. Okay.
Must have fresh clothes. I really appreciate that.
Make a fresh fit. Quantify what fresh clothes are. So I'll start from the bottom. Shoes, what are we talking about?
Let's Dunks. Go some all white Vans.
Okay, sure. Okay, that's brave.
I'm sure that's what Fresh is.
No, I mean, I think it is.
I think Fresh is looking for niggas that wear Yeezys and like Jordans and shit like that.
I do like all white Vans.
Interesting.
Yeah, all white Vans.
But the funny thing might be the Yeezys might be fake, shit.
I'm dead. I feel like if you wear fake Yeezys around Fresh, you can deck you.
You can fight here. You can deck you.
I think I'll wipe like, you. Wipe you with his belt.
His hand will be shaking.
By the time I'm through with you, by the time I am finished with you,
when I'm through with you.
So TMT, okay. I said, all white Vans. What are you saying? What else are we doing? Are we talking socks next? Or are we talking pants next?
If you are refresh, I'm wearing socks.
Okay, socks. So what kind of socks
Nike,
are we wearing?
White Nike socks, black check.
Okay, so white, all white Vans.
But like the socks are knee high.
Knee high socks. Interesting.
Yeah.
So that means you're wearing shorts then, I guess.
Essentially, but like socks wise. They're shorts that start from your toes.
No, shut the fuck up. I'm saying, are we showing off the socks? Like with the fit? Are we wearing shorts?
You know, because like that's actually pure psychopath shit. Like when you wear socks that like knee high and you're wearing trousers. It's like, yo, nigga, what's really going on here?
No, but I feel like if you're applying for this job, in fact, if you are getting this job, you're wearing those pants. You're wearing cargo pants.
So those your high knee socks not going to show? Damn, what's the point?
That's your little secret.
Are you going to moisturize? Is this because you're not moisturizing that you're wearing those socks? Are you moisturizing?
Oh, yeah, using Vaseline, bro. It's nasty in there. In your feet is damp.
Damn.
It's like a little river swamp.
Can niggas that rub Vaseline on their body are fucking patient?
It's like Makoko.
Yeah, bro, it's so fucking like you're spreading Vaseline across the surface of skin is long as fuck.
That shit thick as LB. But like these are the prices we pay to refresh
LPA.
He's wearing cargo pants, t-shirt.
What color pants? Like green? Like
brown?
I think I'd say like brown or green.
Brown Travis Scottish.
Green. I say like so white.
Then maybe like a white severe nature like. Tea.
That's pretty fresh.
Nice.
That's pretty fresh.
Yeah, he's probably wearing a hat.
No, before the neck, jewelry wise, what were you saying?
I'll say something alte, man, like some more fucking beach, what they call them? Beach shells.
I like the beach shells. The what do you call them? The poker? Puka?
Puka no shells? Idea. I don't know what they're called. Yeah.
They call puka shells.
True. Something like that. Yeah.
Any earrings?
I don't think Fresh likes earrings. He just looks like he would be very upset if you wore earrings around him. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
Because Fresh doesn't wear earrings,
doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs.
Yeah, doesn't smoke.
He's straight edge in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like Tyler the
Creator. Also makes his unhingedness like
more beautiful. Because he's doing that shit like on full operational.
That nigga just raw dogging stupidity.
Fuck.
Oh my God. Fucking goats, man.
You know, this like, we all have tweets like Fresh, but like, I don't think many of us are sober when we put them out.
No, I'm definitely sober. And that's why I appreciate Fresh's. Honestly, I only have one question for Fresh L, and this would make me determine like how much I love him. It's just like, does he consider himself self-aware? And if he says yes, then I absolutely fucking love him.
I think he's sort of self-aware. I think he knows what's happening. Like, I mean,
I'm not, to be honest, man, I don't know. I think if you're self-aware, like, I mean, even though some of the things that come out of his mouth are fucking funny, I don't think there's a way, like, you can be self-aware and say, like,
let's stick to this subject. He said he did find a PA, and he was like, he's Igbo though.
Guy, that fucking killed me. But you know, it makes sense because the context of his original thing was must be able to speak Yoruba. I understood why he said that. But the way it just felt out of context, funnily, just dropping that casually, like I literally.
It's so funnily worded. It's like a Family Guy scene. It is insane.
I was like, God.
And the thing is, like, I think the initial tweets were just so discombobulating that by the time he put that one with it, he's evil though. Like people are just like tired. They didn't even register.
Like nobody gave him a chance.
Nah, I love that man. I actually love him. Like he's so... living like my wildest dreams on Twitter.
So funny, man. Legit.
Like
he's so funny. I wish I could be like that. I just can't deal with like the interactions after. Like I wish I could just do that and never have to like.
You can mute it. I do that. Like, whenever I tweet something like just like that does numbers, I just mute it immediately after.
Yeah, but to be honest, I think every now and then you need something that makes Nigerians like mad at you. Like you need people just like 100 people in your DMs telling you in your like mentions telling you how stupid you are.
See, it is a booster.
I am dead for real, man. When you insult me, it's a booster.
I'm going to use that in a rap song one day.
That's so fucking funny.
Oh God.
I'm dead. No, it's like we just had a whole fresh like segment. I'm dead. We actually should just have him on here, man. I need fresh on board. Like, yo, you guys, like, hashtag, if you're listening to this right now, hashtag, yo, fresh, please come on somewhere on your roads and put the please in all caps.
He would kill it. I think it'd be
we'll probably have to go to Ikoyisha. Can't,
you know, the guy said, I've never slept bridges. A day lucky in my life. That guy is so funny. He's so funny. God. You know, another thing that fucking killed me was like, so basically, when he put out that original tweet about like looking for a PM, put out like all the criteria, whatever the word is, someone responded all this just to collect 50K. Guess what Fresh responded?
What did he say?
He said, who said anything about 50K? Guy, I fucking fell out of my chair. Like, I fell out of my chair. I'm just like, bro.
Bro. This reminds me of the Twitter thread I'm going to send to you guys in the DMs, like, in the group chat after this.
Sorry, like, my favorite episode is over. My favorite interaction in the entire thing, and I think this was just pure art, and I think he's an artist. He's a social media artist.
Yeah.
And someone said, all these qualifications, if you better hire your sister.
I'm
and
dead.
Fresh replies in the next one with, damn. He asked his sister, and he was like, she would be really good at this job, though.
Yo, stop, man. Stop.
And I'm just like, there's like actual tears in my eyes at that point. Stop, and I'm just like, this is amazing. This is so amazing.
That guy is nuts.
The other thing, though, like, that Dokilan tweet, when people were ratioing him and were being like, you better go and get an expense account and give the person the card, as opposed to like expecting them to expecting you
to have their money.
And like I'm just like, yo, why are you guys taking this man so seriously?
Why are you giving him financial advice?
But what is funny though is like that isn't so far fetched. Like I mean, obviously like PA is different because I guess like maybe when you're a PA, you're like entry level, so you don't have that much clout, whatever. But however, all the jobs that I've worked, like I have to spend my money first before they reimburse me. Like it's just like straight up what it is. Like you go you run your errands, you pay for everything, and then you just like reimburse.
The thing is, some companies do that, but the like guys who have like proper structure and things in place will make sure like you won't spend your own money even from the beginning because they don't know your financial situation and they don't want it to hinder them.
I can't lie. As someone who obviously runs their business, I've been finding it even mad weird when niggas would be like maybe 1 week or 2 weeks or 10 days after salary to be like, can I get an advance? And I'm like, guy, like literally it's been 10 days. Calm down.
But then I also understand though. Like,
money goes fast, bro. Yeah. And everyone has a side hustle, so like they might just need the advance. So like maybe they just paid rent, they need something to live on, and then their side hustle will come to custodian culture. That's what they'll call it.
I'm dead.
Was like a babe who was like that. Her last employer, maybe like 2017, when she was a person's PA, made her spend like 32K on pastries from that tobacco case, and she hasn't collected her money back.
I'm dead.
So.
It's also funny because it's also a trap because, like, I mean, when it's not, like, a large expense, like, say, like, okay, like, I went to Montreal, like, a couple months ago and I was supposed to, like, expense, like, all my food and all that and I still haven't done it even though, like, I should because, honestly, like, I'm getting scammed. But there's a chance that niggas also forget, like, my other job as well, like, I'll drive, like, for ages to go deliver stuff and... I never like got my gas money back just because I'm too fucking lazy. I hate admin shit with my soul, basically.
Yeah, same.
Like, I hate admin stuff, man. So even like, so when I order stuff off Amazon and it doesn't fit or like it doesn't do what I needed to do, like even just that returning it is a chore. So I guess, yeah, man, give niggas cars on or give them cash, because if it's me,
yeah,
I'll probably go bankrupt just because I'm too lazy to like get my money back. So
mm-hmm. I feel you.
Sir,
it's one of those things. Requisition.
Well, let's move on from Freshell. Actually, before we move on from Freshell, this is so funny. TMT, do you remember when you said Freshell looks like he can fuck?
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm so dead.
Yo, did I say that on the podcast?
Yes, you said it on the podcast.
Okay. I'm really
someone
happy.
Was still tweeting about this name.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just really happy because, like, I didn't tweet it. I'm just happy I said it on the podcast. Because yeah, you're gonna have to comb through these episodes looking for it. Don't tell them specific episodes. We need the views. But yeah.
I bring that up to say, yo, guys, you guys see all the what's the word sex to tips. Use now? Yes.
Oh, the little sex videos.
Sex videos, man. One particular nigga put out an entire EP, and some other nigga just put out singles. But like, it was a wild week of dick, nigga. Like,
do you know what really pissed me off? I saw, like, there's this guy on my timeline. He's a rapper. And he made, like, a promo video for, like, one of his new rap songs. And obviously, whenever he does that, he'll take, like, funny clips from social media of, like, that week. And one of them was just Oxlade going to town on this one. I was just like, yo, you can't put revenge porn in your rap promo material.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, the Nelly one wasn't revenge porn.
That was him.
Yeah,
he accidentally
put it
on the story.
IG by mistake.
Interesting.
And he got to come Oxlade's own, I don't even know, man. Like,
no, I mean, he apologized because I liked his apology because he apologized to the woman.
Yeah.
The thing I had with Oxlade's own was it looked very performative.
Really?
That was the impression.
I know, because he knew he was being recorded. Like, niggas would make sex tapes. They know, like, the sex tapes are happening, but they don't know who's going to, like, see them.
Oh, yeah. I only saw one, and I was so, like, I was just like, oh, fuck, man. I hate when niggas fuck like they're in porn. But I guess when you're, like you're recording, I guess you're, like, literally.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I'm,
because
that's what I'm getting to,
when
yeah.
I saw the clip of, like, him licking his hand, like, aggressively and, like, trying to saliva the babe's vagina up, I'm just like, nigga, like, come on, man. Stop playing. I have some class.
Yeah, I'm not going to critique his sex tape because
I'm not critiquing his sex tape, but I'm critiquing his spit on vagina game. Like, nigga, really.
No, I hear you. It's just it was really gross. And then who? Oh yeah, Isaiah Rashad.
But also, like, my thing is, how did all those videos come out? Because it wasn't one; they were a couple. Like, I mean, it wasn't all of them.
Apparently, he's like Snap got leaked. Apparently, I have no clue though. But like, that's why it hurt. So, like, probably just had in, like, Snap memories or something, and niggas went to town with it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I'm like, after that, I went to go and peep my Snap memories, and then I went to go and figure out if I had two-factor authentication, just like, okay.
That's what I remember my dad said.
And it's not because I have, like, porno in my Snap memories, just because, like, I probably have a video of me belly rolling or something random.
Like, and this is what I told me.
Like, I remember once, like, when there was, like, a sex tape of, like, an adult, like, or basically, like, yeah, there was an adult having sex, and need licking, and my dad just being like, what the niggas have to film this shit? Like, you're a 50-something-year-old man. Are you that amused by sex that you have to film it? Like, just do what you are doing.
Yeah, but you just need to up the stakes sometimes, man. You just need a little adrenaline.
Nah, don't do that when you're a public figure, man.
You just need a little more adrenaline, you know what I'm saying?
Was he a public figure?
Ish, and it wasn't his wife, so.
Was it someone else's wife?
I don't think she was someone else's wife.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough. Amen.
I don't know why I just asked those questions. I feel bad.
I have a question, actually, and I tweeted this, like, yesterday. Is it impolite to ask someone if they truly love... Oh, this is so funny because there's a married man here. Is it impolite to ask someone if they truly love their spouse? Like,
I think it's impolite.
Yeah, it depends on how well you know.
But, like, yeah, if
and
I
what,
don't
and what you're doing.
Ask me that type of question.
And what you're getting at, Abby. Like, what... Like,
no,
what
also, like, the activity...
Yeah, context. Like, yeah. Context.
Like, well, if you're, like... if it's like a late night after a long week, you guys are like drinking at the bar, quiet yeah. one. Sure, maybe if it comes up in conversation and there's like a leading conversation to it.
Yeah.
But like,
But not like just on a random, just be like, guys, you love your, like,
oh, yeah. fair enough.
I might actually slap someone for?
Because for me, the context.
No,
was,
yeah, I might insult you.
Because for me, the context was like I was scrolling through IG and I saw this fine ass woman and she was married. And I'm just like, man, I wonder if her husband really loves her.
So you wanted to like know from him, not even from her. You were
like yeah, let me go ask the guy if he loves his wife, man. Because if he doesn't love her, I'm ready to fucking love her, man. This baby is fine as shit.
I don't know. Fine women scare me now. I mean, they always. I mean, like, I just feel like it's not even tongue tied. I don't get shy again. But I think it's just this thing where it's like there's just always going to be a fine woman.
That is scary. Actually, that is scary.
Fine women know they finish.
Yeah.
Like this is so. I mean, you know, you just kind of have to, you know, learn to live with that, and that's scary.
Yeah, you have to tell yourself to relax. And telling yourself to relax is actually very hard. It's like, that's actually like, I feel like anyone who can like convince themselves to relax has hacked life, honestly. Because like, just telling yourself to chill out and just like.
Yeah, those are the happy dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, relax, fam.
Relax, stop it.
Like, she's married, though. She's married, she has a husband, and she has two kids. And she has a successful fashion empire. Just relax. Like, she doesn't need.
And she does drop this song called So Natural.
Ew, no, she did not.
This sounds so natural.
I'm dead. You know what's natural, awesome. Though? Peeing yourself.
Okay, that's
all right.
Hey, shout out to
Jagapizi. Jagapizi, as he's newly known.
People call him that now.
No, guys, stop playing now. I fucking hate this guy. Can he say that?
Okay, first of all, I just want to say that, like, we're going through topics for this episode. Just like, you know, we have this very broad, vague list while we're trying to figure out stuff to talk about. And we usually don't touch, like, half of the subject matter. And when they mentioned Tinubu peed himself, I was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? So I'd like for someone to just talk me through this.
I mean, we don't know for sure, but People's Gazette, you know, the biggest like opposition party in this country, put out, like, Tinubu was in the Jabode yesterday. You know,
shout out to Jabulan, man. Shout out to Awu Jale, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Gang. Shout out to, the Jabu fan.
Yeah.
He was, I think, at the Awu Jale's palace or something, or he was meeting with royal leaders in Jabu, and they put out this video where he was standing up, and I think the back of his agbada or whatever looked wet.
The bum bum area.
Yeah, looked wet.
Nah, you guys, and not Tinubu with that WAP. You guys need to chill on this.
Wet ass politician, don't fucking kill me right now.
Chill on that.
Yeah, so that, and basically they were like, oh, he's aide or whoever was standing behind him was like covering the nose.
But also trying to cover the wet patch as well, kind of.
I would have lost my job that day because
someone was like, yo, if Tinubu becomes president, the first thing he's going to do is destroy People's Gazette because, like, they'd be on his neck.
Does anyone know who's behind that, by the way? Just sorry.
The guy used to work at Premium Times. Okay, he left to start that. But also, like, on this topic, like, it reminds me of, like, the funniest thing I saw, like, 2 days ago when, I'm sure you guys saw that clip when they asked, like, Jibrin his, you didn't charge your laptop to MTV.
Tinubu's twin. Jibrin.
Tinubu's campaign director.
Is it Jag? That Mr. Jag guy?
No, not Mr. Jag. This guy's from Kano. His name is Jibrin. He's like, he used to be a lawmaker, but like, he's Tinubu's campaign director.
Okay.
So when what's it called? Like, they had him on Arise, like, a couple of weeks ago, and they were asking him about how Tinubu made his money, and the guy was just, like, stammering. Like, he really couldn't say anything. So, like, he put out, like, Shaq was quoted as saying that, yeah, Tinubu, you know, is a big investor in Apple and
Manchester United. like, bro, man, don't fucking kill me right now.
Like, yo, you guys, they're trying to convince us Tinubu is on bamboo, by Apple and Mayu stocks.
Bro, the guy is day trading. Guy, like, yo, Tinubu.
That's how he made his fortune. The famous Tinubu fortune is from.
Bro.
It's from Apple stocks.
That's a major investor in Apple.
Oh, God. Manchester United.
Oh, God.
Is Mayu listed publicly?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how he got it. I like it. There's a clear path to all these lies.
Quick question, and do you have any idea why Tinubu wants to be president?
So he can have access to the finest toilets in Nigeria.
I'm dead. Do not kill me.
Talking to a friend who works within this orbit, and we had this conversation 2 days ago.
How come all your conversations are always like 2 days ago? What do you?
Because like it was 2 days ago. It was on Friday night.
Okay, fair enough.
So I was talking to this guy. And we were like, this question came up, and his own was that basically he's trying to go one up on Awo in terms of legacy, greatness, all that shit. Like basically, he just doesn't want to be remembered as a guy who was just the governor of Lagos and was influential in this, like. National leader.
He doesn't want to be a strong man. He wants to be the strongest man.
Yeah, basically. Mm. But it also reminded me of... So I was reading this book that was written about the 2015 elections where... obviously, the one that brought Buhari in. And so basically, in 2011, Tinubu and Jonathan did a deal. So Tinubu backed Jonathan for whatever. So in the book, apparently in 2015, Jonathan was trying to re-up. Like... Let's do that deal we did again.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a meeting, and apparently Tinubu asked like a third party who was there that like the person should ask Jonathan that all the four things that they agreed that he would do for him last time, that how far, because basically 4 years had passed, and Tinubu didn't get anything.
I say four so, years don't work out. Sorry.
Yeah, and obviously, in the course of the conversation, Tinubu just told Jonathan, he's like that, Oga, like what makes you think that me, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, I don't want to be president of Nigeria. Like, why do you think I'm going to sit down here and deal with you so that you can continue to be president? Like, what makes you think I don't have that ambition? I don't have that plan. So, yeah, I think he's just trying to, like, execute something he's wanted his whole life.
But ultimately, is that like, oh, fuck. I mean,
are you trying to think about like what makes these guys want to be president?
No, you're trying to. I think you're trying to apply logic to it. Like
so. Even in general, like I mean, like I guess there's real people who want to do real good work or whatever the fuck. But like, it's just like how like when honestly, something's your
it's
all.
It's psychopath shit. It's like they want it. Why do they want it? Because they went through some bullshit when they were kids, and now they just like want that power. That
and for
thing,
me, it's like you essentially already fucking have it. Like. Nigga literally
it's not enough.
Didn't he
guys,
have a speech
enough.
Where he went
it's
like
never enough. Bro.
Like something about like yeah, sometimes the kingmaker should also be king or something ridiculous like that. Or something like I saw a quote of
to be honest, the thing that gets me, and I made this clear to my friend, I'm like, it's funny that like we're having this conversation about Tinubu thinking he can one up Awo. Like even if he becomes president, he cannot one up him in any
like
founding in any dimension of anything. Because his whole P is that he co-opted everything that nigga stood for.
Yeah.
But then his own was for self.
Yeah.
Like he corrupted
for
it.
The greater good.
Yeah.
So like, there's not like it's not now that basically you're going to rewrite history and like be like, oh yeah, Tibola Tinubu was greater than Awo. There's a reason like niggas like still die on that hill. Like how many years later?
Bro.
There's a reason Awo's descendants, regardless of whichever government is in power, whether it's PDP, whether it's APC. They give them office.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as far as, like, oh, yo, you're an owl. Come, we're going to appoint you X. Like, so, it's not about... Like, the thing is, it's just fucking deluded. Like, it's just... what planet are you on? Like, what do you even think?
Bro, there's a reason why you have to pull down documentaries that people make on you. Like, you're not the same league of political actor. They're not the same league of... People think Tinubu is a drug dealer. You know how crazy.
It's not that people think he was a drug.
I mean,
that's
what I'm saying.
He forfeited
like,
money.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. Like, it's a thing. Like, he can't be the.
Like, the proof is
anything.
Online. Look it up.
Yeah. I don't think he can't. I don't think he can be top five. Because it's a big country, and so many people contributed to making it, it's like, you know, sort. I don't want to call it work, but work, essentially.
Yeah. However, I mean, like, ultimately, Sha, niggas remember your name, but, like, niggas ain't going to really talk about you in the greatest of lights. So, I mean...
Yeah, like, and that's exactly... And that's how you die out, because, like...
Fuck
Tinubu, he's like, a fucking villain.
It's so weird, man. I don't get it, because, like, even, like, you know, the times where, like, say, like, I'm in a group project or I'm at work or whatever it is, and I have to step up, and actually I realize, oh, shit, there's actually no one else here that is willing to, like, step up and, like, drive this thing. Fuck, okay, I guess I have to do it. I get so upset. Imagine now, like, that being my personality, where, like, everywhere I go, I want to be the person that steps up and drives things and, like...
Yeah.
Anyways, whatever, y'all. I guess...
I mean, there's some people who excel at that shit. Like, my dad is one of those. Like, yeah. You know, I mean, it's not a trait I share. Like, I mean...
Like, your dad would make a good person.
Yeah, my dad would make a good person. Because my dad, like, everywhere my dad... Like, everything he's done in life, like, he's always been in a position of, like, high responsibility. Because he has, like, a very high sense of, like, commitment and purpose. So, like, he's not the type of person that signs up to do stuff and, like,
he'll take a
back seat. Mm-hmm. Like, he usually is
driving around, or whatever.
Like, yeah. But, like, I mean, and I mean, I admire him for it. Like, it's probably, like, the thing I think I just don't get it. Like, because what time do you have for yourself when, like, every day of the week you have a meeting based on some commitment or the other?
It's told me like that.
I mean, he was head boy, so he has the capacity or, like, the potential to...
I'm sorry, but...
Tommy being head boy is so on brand, but also so fucking hilarious.
It's so fucking funny, because I can see it, but I hate it. But it makes perfect sense.
It's so on brand, but it is so funny. That is so funny. I love that. I love that so much.
Because he has a very, like, organized mind.
Yeah.
But he says... He says the meanest.
He's a crazy guy. Like, he's a crazy guy. He's a crazy guy, but he's a great guy. He's crazy, man.
Oh, God. That's fucking funny, man. Coach, I want to ask you something.
So, baby, talk to me.
If I could hold any political office in Nigeria.
Yeah.
But, like, not in a way that wouldn't, like, totally sully it. What office do you think it would be?
Okay, give me a sec.
Already, like, hold office. Though.
Like, based off...
Higher office.
Based off of, like, your personality...
Is that office? That's not office.
I mean, it's not office. It's an appointment.
Yeah.
Like, based off of your personality, or, like, based off of, like, where you're part... Like, are you planning on doing good work, or are you just going to be a Nigerian, like...
No, like good work.
Good work. Okay.
You know, I'm a real sicko, man. Good work shit.
Good work. Yeah. I mean, it would definitely be something around people. Like, I don't know, like...
Oh, like politics.
Not politics. Tell me something. No, I'm shut the fuck up, nigga. I'm talking about, like, a ministry, you dumbass. Like, so it won't be like it won't be like aviation, or it won't be like petroleum or something like that, you know what I'm saying?
This
so
guy, like, if TMT is Minister of Aviation, like, I'm not trusting Nigeria.
Oh, because Nigeria airspace was so trustworthy before.
First of all, if TMT is Minister of Aviation, it'll be very on brand, because this nigga learned directly from FFK himself. You know what I'm talking about?
Facts. Nigeria is very politically tense right now. You can't go around saying that I left from FFK. I worked for a law firm that represented FFK.
FFK would be like,
that's my boy.
You get, and the worst part, like, fuck the podcast. It would be a thing that he would say.
He's done it to someone I know. Where, like. And it's so stupid, because basically, there was an issue with one person, and he went into, like, all the person's siblings. It's like, oh, I know this one. Me and this one used to be friends. And it's like, guys, shut the fuck up. Like, why are you picking? Like, it's like me having a fight with you, and basically coming to tweets like, oh, yeah, I know TMT's family very well. Like, I know Sumayo. Like, I know his mom. I know his dad. And I'm like, guy, like... What does that have to do with whatever this
was? The fight? Why is that relevant information in your
family? I'm so dead.
Does FFK remind you guys of Kanye?
No, it doesn't.
I'm dead. My wife shut that shit down quickly. I didn't even have time to form a thought.
Oh, God. And I expected it.
The thing is, I see why you can think that. But I think this might be me shooting Kanye Bill. But I think, like, Kanye is relatively harmless. Like, he'll chat shit like, oh, I need, like, creative control over this Netflix documentary. And then he's there at the premiere, like, giving a speech and, like, clapping and, like, just chilling with everyone.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Like, he'll post, like, a dumbass meme. And I'm just saying, you're a guy. Like, I mean, I think he should not even have a phone. Like, his own is...
I don't think he's harmless, though, because I think, like, I feel like...
Although, to be honest, yeah, to say he's harmless, because I think there are things I'm obviously scuttling around. Like, him saying, like, oh, he wanted... They considered aborting not.
Yeah.
Like, that is not harmless
That's
shit.
That's not harmless shit. I mean, the whole slavery thing,
even, like, caping for Trump, like, that wasn't harmless. Yeah. So, yeah.
Even in the last couple of weeks, everything he's posted, I want my family back. That shit is borderline abusive now. Like, she's done with you. Yeah, it's making tweets about...
No, but to be honest, the thing with that is like, yo, he's just going through it. Like, it's like...
Yeah, but it's still harmful.
It's like when you're in a... Like, when you get out of a relationship, you're like, yeah, fuck this shit, I'm over it.
Mm.
And then you just see some shit that just triggers you. Like, guy, you just had depression for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but like, he's not...
Stewing.
Guy, if he's not stewing, the stew is splashing everywhere. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, he's out there, he's wilding. And...
Tenzi said it's Pomo Shaki,
guy. Nah, man, he needs.
Me, I can't lie. You know, I actually find it fucking funny. Like last night, that Kid Cudi thing, mm-hmm. where it's like things that nobody asks you, that you're just sitting down, chilling. But look, you're just like, you know what?
That shit is abusive.
That you know,
because you know, like, okay, think about it like this. One, he knows Cudi has mental health issues. Two, Cudi said like they talked about it weeks before, like nearly 4 weeks ago. They spoke about it.
But we don't know what was said.
Yeah, but
like,
then,
so that's the thing. We are from a position of just like
also think about Cody's like virtual, like his like self assuredness in this piece. He's saying we spoke about this thing, we settled it, and now Kanye is putting this shit out. It's fucking weird, and it's annoying.
Yeah, definitely.
It's annoying.
That's the thing. A lot of all these things, like everything he's done in the last, it's funny because I think like this is like the most harmless shit. Like him fucking trying to force beef with Pete Davidson. Like I find that shit fucking funny. I find those stupid memes fucking funny.
And I think the Pete Davidson one is really like, it's not going to end well for him. Because Pete Davidson is one of these guys that will just go on SNL. And every fucking Sunday, I'm waiting for an SNL episode where Pete Davidson is going to make fun of Kanye. And he's going to destroy him. Because Pete Davidson is nuts. I don't want to say he's like the Kanye of SNL.
Tempty out here rooting for a white man over a black man in Black History Month. God.
come on, man. I'm rooting for everyone but Kanye right now.
I'm rooting for everybody black but Kanye.
Everyone black but Kanye. Look at the Kanye and Big Sean P, man. Like, Kanye, the whole thing with Big Sean was like, what? Big Sean didn't stand by him during, was it Trump? Or was it...
His run for president.
When he was running for president.
To be honest, I thought the Big Sean shit was far, but the John Legend shit was very well deserved. Because John Legend, like, made a big show of, like...
How much he was trying to dissociate himself. Like, just dissociate yourself and bounce. Yeah. Like, no need to make it a spectacle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to make
it. No, the Big Sean stuff, I thought that was a very bad taste. I thought that was unfair because I didn't, like, I mean, even as someone who obviously follows him a lot, I didn't think Big Sean, like,
deserved that. Yeah, and that's the thing. He does it to people closest to him. He does it to people that are seemingly loyal to him.
No, but bro, you know the thing, because I, like, because of Genius, I've been looking back, and what I realized is everyone that is in, like, his close orbit, like, in terms of the guys who were there when he started, a lot of them, like, it's like there's always like a period of estrangement where like you guys will work together for years, then maybe there's a fallout,
mm-hmm.
but then in the end they always come back, or like niggas always, they always realign. So what I think it is a lot of all these guys, like, I'm sure like everyone who deals with him probably finds him fucking stressful. Like, they probably fight.
Like, they they have to manage their relationship with him.
Yeah, but then the thing is, I think what it is like, at the end of the day, some people just obviously, it's like, you know, I don't know, but it's like, maybe I love this guy or whatever it is, and I'm not going to. Because even like with Virgil and all these other things, like, it's always like, yo, like, okay, they do all this shit together, then they fall out, then they come back. So like, with the Kid Cudi song, I'm just like, I beg. Next,
you know what
you
I think Kanye's biggest issue is?
On Instagram together.
What?
I think he thinks out loud a lot.
Yeah.
That's just his biggest problem. And like, I find myself doing that as well on occasion, where it's just like, I'm problem solving, but like out loud. And like, I'm doing that around the problem that I'm trying to solve as well. And it's very weird. Like,
because if you're when you're problem solving, you run into a few dead ends. But if you're doing it out there, you're seeing a bunch of.
So that the thing with him, and he said it because I think at the Genius thing, he was saying that when he does all these things and people think he's wilding, that the thing is him, he doesn't have shame. And he's just like, he's doing it so that basically people be able to, like, basically do the same. Like,
but nobody does. He's trying to be just a fucking
he's trying to be, No, but like
yeah, he's been doing this shit since like 2007. Hey, nobody does the same. That's not how people are. We don't say the first, I mean.
No, TMT, I am with you. Yeah. Like, but again, it's the thing of like, his platform is different. Like, Coach has how many followers on Twitter? When Coach retweeting all like the most like random mundane shit that he tweets, you are tweeting it to an audience of how many people?
Like 600, man.
Exactly. And maybe of those 600, maybe half of them are not even active. But then this nigga is doing the same thing to 11.5 people at the minimum. That's 11.5 million people at the minimum. Because I think, like, obviously, like, but it's probably more because it's like, you know, by the time TMZ carries, Shade Room carries, like, you is the whole world. So, like, yeah, like, I think there needs to be, like, more responsibility with the platform. Like, you can't just, like, at the end of the day, remember who you are and, like, act accordingly. Like,
Kanye, you need to work on yourself.
And you're working yourself is overrated. I won't even lie.
It's overrated, but it's fucking funny when Nigerians say it. You know when they were talking to that dog that couldn't bark?
You
need to work on yourself. You need to work on yourself.
But you know what that reminds me of? Blue Therapy. When Paul was like, Choma, you need healing.
Yo, there's certain things that, like, when anybody, like, says that, they're just always in the wrong automatically. Like, I might not, like, it might be, like, out of context. I might just be walking past and I hear somebody say something and I know that they're on the wrong side of whatever argument or discussion they
have. There's no good context for things like you need healing or you're broken.
No. there's one that's so random, but like when people say that's your own prerogative, I automatically know
they're wrong.
That's your own. I'm just like, this nigga in the wrong as fuck, bro.
Bro,
let's agree to disagree.
Oh, I hate that one so much. Because first of all, I'm not agreeing to disagree.
After 2 hours of shouting at each other, and let's agree to disagree,
bro. But hey, man. I'm dead. Hey, we could. Let me see what else is on here. Oh, shit. I said I had a question for you guys. Okay, so this is a question that we're signing out with. So I saw a tweet the other day that said, if Sakpa Gree free you now, or say may you donate one of your friends to Ram, which one of them you go donate? And honestly, I want you guys to walk me through, like, who you donate. You have to say their name. But like, sorry, it's a friend, by the way. They said it says your friend, not just any random person. Like, which one of your friends would you donate to? You don't have to say their names. However, walk me through the thought process. I'm very curious as to how you choose this person.
As to who you're throwing under the bus.
Yeah, who you're giving to Sakpa so that Sakpa never nears you again.
I know who I'm giving.
So who is the person and why?
I mean, you can blip it out, but I don't care. Cheney, my friend.
I'm dead because it's supposed to be. I'm dead, Mr. Mark.
For telling me, the thing is, Cheney is my oldest friend. Like, yeah. I've been friends with this nigga since nursery 2. Yeah. So, like, we're probably like 3, 4, whatever.
Mm.
But he's also like my most stressful friend. So, like, he's the person who's going to call me like 5 times before 6 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. And when I pick it up, he's calling me to report another of our friends he's fighting with.
I'm dead.
And he's like, and he can be like, that your friend is so stupid. this. And he'll just be like going on and on and on and on. And then the type of thing, like, I'll now call the other person. And that will be like, guy, I'll kill shit. But like, obviously he's one of like my, like, yeah, he's my oldest friend, but he's the most stressful one. He's the person I argue with the most. He's the person that, like, I can see him post, like, content I don't like, and I'll call him out, and he'll tell me, go to hell. You're nothing more than a dictator. And I will obviously have, like, a serious fight on Instagram, and I'm just like, yeah, this nigga's dead to me. And obviously we'll see, and, like, it's cool. But then,
It's cool.
He'll that's do dope. Like more. He'll do more annoying shit like 5 days later. Like so.
That's dope. Yeah. So you just want Sakpa to deal with him, man. So you don't have to deal with him.
And the thing is, as Sakpa is dealing with him, I know it's a public service because I know I'm not the only person that will be grateful for that.
Wait, I need to ask. In this scenario, is the friend we're giving, are we just giving him to Sapa, like Sapa is just going to deal with him? Are we just giving him, like, he's dying? Like, what happens to the guy?
No, anything that he wants, the same way you've been fighting Sapa, like, Sapa no kill you now. So your friend, like, your friend to whatever is equipped with to fight Sapa back, like, well, essentially, it's up to him to fight Sapa.
Okay, I can think of a friend. I'll give it to one of my guys because his popsy is fucking rich. So if Sapa is dealing with him, his popsy will, you know,
exactly. So that's what I was. So basically, I don't have an answer. However, when I saw that question, I was like, am I going to send Sapa to my friend that is already on the verge of death? Like, if Sapa reaches him, I just blow small hole, like, this guy will die. Or am I going to send Sapa to somebody that is formidable? I can fight Sapa back.
I hate that we're personifying Sapa. What does Sapa look like to you?
God damn, Sapa actually looks like, it's so fucked up, but Sapa looks like Ayo to me in my head. Literally, that's how I've been picturing it.
Like the masquerade?
The masquerade, Ayo masquerade, yeah. Okay. Like all white gums, a hat and a stick, a big stick. That's so funny. That's a white man. That's some colonialism shit, man. Like all whites with a fucking top hat, with a big stick to beat niggas. That's crazy.
Sapa looks like fresh LSP to me.
I am dead. I am dead.
Sapa looks like... I also imagine like just a really skinny like guy with dreadlocks. Just like a fucking skinny guy with dreads.
First of all, that's anti-black as fuck. Relax.
I know. And he's wearing like a suit as well.
Well, you say that the first person I think about is Senegal's manager. I can't remember his name right now. Ali Senegal's Sissi. Coach. Yeah.
That
guy is nice.
That nigga fucking beautiful.
I'm dead.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying that. I just didn't expect it from you.
I love that so much because remember when we were clowning Mara for, he was only like on IG scrolling, looking at fine babes with his wife. At least now we know that he's looking at fine niggas too, man.
It's equal opportunity scoping.
Bro, that nigga fucking beautiful.
How about you? Who are you giving Sapa to?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. But I think I'm going to send Sapa to my friend that is already on the verge of death so that Sapa will end.
Finish him.
Let Sapa just end this, honestly. Like, put him out.
Yeah, doing both of them a favor.
You get what I'm saying? Sapa go chow. Yeah. My guy go get liberation, man. Everybody just there happy, man.
Oh, God. And with that, thank you for being with us. Episode 94.
God damn.
Six more,
baby. You know what I'm saying?
And we can finally end this podcast. God, I'm so excited.
100 years old.
So excited. Oh,
so lovely, so natural. Goodbye.
Always part of me. I'm seeing submarine, I'm seeing submarine, I'm seeing. Just the way.